Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Even though they didn't know it, but you know, God can cause you to come back to a truth you know and bring it afresh to you so that it has a fresh impact and empowering on your life. Then there was a release. Now, there was a release in two senses. Release through repentance of things in our lives that are a contradiction to Christ in us. And then there was a release from all the things that curse us. And we had a time like that, didn't we, on the Sunday before camp. So God, if you like, had been getting us ready prophetically as a prophetic people to go and lead the way. And, you know, we were going to see an apostolic breakthrough. So it wasn't just what I was doing on the platform, but we as a body had already begun to enter into that message and enter into what God was doing. So there was this tremendous time of revelation. I can only talk about the main meetings because that's where I was. On the Saturday, and then a real release. And when you got thousands of people there, you can just see, you can look around and you can see how people are getting released. You get this overview of, you know, it's just amazing. And then on the Monday night, there was a real mover of revival. I preached on what revival is. Revival is not signs and wonders. They accompany revival, but that is not revival. And we need to understand that because there's a lot of talk going around about healing revival. Actually, there isn't such thing. There can be a revival of healing, but if you're going to see revival, it's revival of the church. And healing is one aspect of the church, but it's only one aspect of the church. Are you there? Get the message if you weren't there at camp on Monday evening. Now, what did God do? He released his spirit. And in specific ways, there was a release of the spirit of holiness. After the repentance the previous night of those things that contradict the Christ in us, there was a release of holiness. Then there was a release of love. Because God is holy, but he expresses his holiness in love. Then there was a release of the spirit of faith. And of course, all God's purposes are fulfilled in faith. Are you with me? And then there was a release of the spirit of the fear of the Lord, because that's always the mark of revival. If the spirit of the fear of the Lord isn't there, then it's not really revival. So there was this release happening in people's lives. And then the next couple of evenings, Bengt brought a word, which was just a good faith, encouraging word. And Ian had a healing evening that Clive's referred to, and some of the youngsters came in and helped with the ministry. Then on the Thursday evening, God said, "Now you've got to preach again on the Thursday." And I came to that meeting with absolutely nothing except a scripture. All I could get from God before was the scripture. It doesn't worry me. It might worry you if you had to preach to thousands of people and you got up on the platform and when you start to speak, you got absolutely nothing. But it doesn't worry me because I know that that's when the thing is going to be the most prophetic. That, you know, if God sometimes doesn't tell you what's going to happen in case you try to make it happen. And he wants to do it. He wants to do it his way. So what it turned out to be was all about the glory of God. Now, if anybody was there on the Thursday night, that was one special night. Absolutely indescribable. I'm not going to attempt to. But the glory of God invaded people's lives. The glory of God came upon the meeting. Amen? And what happened? For the first time in 26 faith camps, we ended up having a shindig on the Thursday. But it was quite spontaneous. It wasn't, you know, right now the camp's over, let's have a shindig. It all just erupted in this joy, in this release. People were free to praise God. And I mean, we even had the party upstairs on a Thursday night, not just on the Friday night. But there was a party downstairs because there was a party upstairs. Now, alongside all that, see, because, and then on the last night, God, who are we going to have preach on the last night? And the Lord said, you. So it was like sort of being back in former camps, and it was all about everything we must do must be by faith in his grace. Right, now, very quickly, alongside all that was this ministry that Ian brought of healing. Now, what God was doing, you see, was taking us through a process of revival, really. And but revival is a process. You never have revival. Hello? God is reviving us, and he's going to take us on further and further. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Right. Now, alongside all this was the healing. And the great thing about that was it demonstrated you don't have to go jetting off to anywhere else in the world to get an anointing to heal. Nobody asked for a fresh anointing. Ian Andrews didn't even pray for people to receive a fresh anointing. It wasn't any of this stuff, look, I have an anointing from God, you come forward and I'll pray for you and you will have an anointing from God and then you will be able to heal the sick. There was none of that kind of stuff. Why not? Because if you have Christ in you, you have the anointing. So just in the very simplest way, the first time he taught, very simplest way, right, everybody pray for your neighbor. You've got 30 seconds. You don't pray a lot of words. All you do is lay hands on their head and say, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Or in the name of Jesus, be healed. That's all you do. He said, anything else? He said, if that isn't going to work, nothing else will work. He said, if it isn't going to happen in 30 seconds, it isn't going to happen at all. I mean, it was so refreshing. I thought, yes, hallelujah, this is it. You know, you will not be heard for your many words. This is how Jesus did it. Just a few words, boom, that's it. If your expectation is there, but if you think you've got to rebuke this and cast out that and cover all your bases and make sure you know what, you've got all the symptoms, I mean, you know, you've lost God. Anybody? I'm not preaching, I'm just finishing off. So there was this release. Why? Revival is for the whole body. Healing is part of that for the whole body. Years and years and years ago, so there's nothing new in this, of course. Years and years and years ago, 1970, 71, this, when my church, when I was an Anglican vicar, when we were enjoying revival, everybody prayed for the sick. Everybody saw that God using them for healing. We would do this kind of thing. We never had altar calls of people coming forward. In 5.5 years, we had 3 altar calls for specific things, not for healing. Why? Because all the ministry happened out there among the body. And you see, this is the point. If we are in a good place with God, we realize all of us Christ is in us, right? We've stood against those things that are a contradiction to the life of Christ in us, right? We take authority over everything that comes against us. We release the Spirit, and we did that. We did that on the Monday night. We released the Spirit of holiness, released the Spirit of love, released the Spirit of faith, released the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. You release the Spirit of power. You release whatever you need to release from within you. Then you get on with it. You get on with it out in the world, in the way you live, and you get on with it when you heal the sick, when you overcome the enemy, whatever you do. It's called the Christian life. And that's all revival is. Revival is simply living the Christian life as it's supposed to be lived. It's not some mystical thing that only happens in a few places around the world. It happens, it's happening here. It's going to happen increasingly because we have everything we need. Absolutely everything we need is already within us. It's already among us. All we got to do is just release it more and more and more, and we will see God do more and more and more, and we will have a greater and greater effect upon Horsham, upon the 25-mile radius, upon the nation, and upon the nations, simply because we release what we have in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.